Well, day one of Wimbledon has just wrapped up. All Australian eyes were on our own Leighton Hewitt. 34 years of age, he was granted a wild card entry to this year's championship. He's a former Wimbledon champion himself, of course. But on his 17th and final appearance at this great Grand Slam tournament, Leighton Hewitt lost a five-set thriller to Finland's Jaakko Nieminen in the first round overnight. The Australian will retire after next year's Australian Open. He had won the Wimbledon championship back in 2002. That's a long time ago. He's still there hitting. Peter Bodo is a tennis writer with ESPN. He joins us from Wimbledon. Peter, welcome back to breakfast.
Howdy, how are you, friend? Good.
Well, Leighton Hewitt went out in style. It was a four-hour match, a five-setter. He's had so many of those in his career. In the end, he just wasn't strong enough for a man who he's beat every time he's matched him so far. Signals, the time has come for Leighton Hewitt, of course.
Well, it was completely Hewitt-esque. You know, he was blitzed in the first set. I think he won only 4 points in the entire set. It was just an unbelievable performance, and it looked like it was going to be really ugly, and you didn't want to see Hewitt go out that way, given his reputation, of course, you know, the battling, the quintessential battling Aussie. But, you know, much like Leighton has just done all his life, he's just fought and fought, dug deep, found, you know, places in his heart that nobody knew existed, and he did it. You know, he kept pushing and pushing. He had an unbelievable group of fanatics behind him singing songs. They were singing songs from Mary Poppins and chanting. It was a wonderful atmosphere, and, you know, we're not likely to see a lot like it again, here at Wimbledon in a long time. It was great. You know, there was a very touching moment. He didn't cry, actually. The tears never came after the match, but, you know, before the match, he went out there. He sat there on center court for a while. He looked out over center court, and he was, you know, communing with Rufus the Hawk. What better thing for him to commune with than another predator like he'd been on center court?
Yeah, it was a moment, no doubt about it. Some good news at the start of Wimbledon for a couple of other Australians too, Bernard Tomic, Nick Kyrgios, they're through, but not such great atmosphere in the Kyrgios match. Tell us what happened, the stoush with the umpire.
Well, you know, I didn't see that, to tell you the truth. I was busy with elsewhere. I had to do other things besides
track
the Aussies. But, I'll have to catch up on that myself tomorrow. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I had a bit of a contretemps with the center court, with the judge and the umpire, and it was unclear what it was about, but it went on for a while. So we've already
heard...
He's an
explosive young guy, though. I'm sorry, go ahead. But he's an explosive young guy. These things are going to happen. He's a very exciting, electric young guy, controversial young guy. So, you know, fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be an interesting ride with this kid.
Yeah, I think so. That's what we're counting on anyway. Looking forward to the rest of Wimbledon as it plays out over the next few weeks. In the French Open recently, some of the big seeds got knocked out early. There was a few surprises. How do you see the surprise packets here at Wimbledon, Peter?
I don't anticipate too many surprises. I mean, you know, this is a little different surface. I think the guys who were the big four, for instance, on the men's side are all playing, you know, playing well except for Nadal. He could be a big one to be toppled. On the women's side, where you had a lot of surprises in Paris, you got Sharapova coming back. She's back from, you know, some viral issues. She had a very heavy kind of a cold virus thing she wasn't feeling herself for a long time. So she's going to be back now. Simona Halep apparently is feeling pretty good. She's been playing pretty well again. So, and Serena Williams, she actually advanced without that much drama on the women's side for the first time. She had drama, you know, in every match in Paris. On the men's side, Djokovic actually went through pretty easily this time. Wawrinka played well. So I'm looking for a little bit more stability than we had in Paris.
And we'll see whether Serena Williams can claim a sixth Wimbledon. That'll be one of the stories of this one, won't it? Peter, thank you so much for joining us again. Hopefully we can touch base with you again as the Wimbledon tournament goes on.
My pleasure, Zoe.
You're so lucky to be there. Peter Bodo, tennis writer with ESPN, joining us at the end of day one at Wimbledon, where Leighton Hewitt bowed out from this great tournament.